This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
War, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. You've got Roger Stone and Gary Heaven sitting in for Alex Jones. Without any question, the most momentous, perhaps, week so far of the Trump presidency, those who seek to undermine him, those who prattled on and on about a recount, who wanted to say, well, the popular vote was won by Hillary, and then they wanted a special briefing for the Electoral College about the Russian interference in our election. That failed. This is just the next in the long succession of attempts to undermine the president and undo what was done at the ballot box last year. The elites cannot get over the fact that they lost. You would think, given the fact to a certain extent, they have used their superior knowledge of the Washington system to still get many of the things that they want, that they would realize that, as with Ronald Reagan, they're just going to have to settle in for 8 years of a reform agenda that they can only attack on the edges. But no, unsatisfied with the fact that globalists now control the Trump State Department under Rex Tillerson, who is essentially, I hate to say it, but the puppet of Condoleezza Rice. No, the left is still unsatisfied. They want it all back, and they want to remove our president, either in the short term through an uprising, which Alex Jones, based on his sources, has been reporting on and predicting for months, or by propping up phony crimes, trumped up crimes, if you will, by Mr. Mueller, as a pretext for an impeachment that would take place if the Democrats win the House in 2018. So I think what we see here, Gary, is the left's short-term plan to get rid of Trump, their long-term plan to get rid of Trump. But one thing is clear. They have no interest in compromise or progress or the good of the country. They're only interested in the removal of our president.
And Roger, the best offense let me rephrase that. The best defense is a great offense. I really have been looking for Trump to go on the offense. The Justice Department, for example, here our president is facing this ridiculous Russian delusion. I think he referred to it as when you've got just such an array, the pay to play with the Clinton Foundation, I have personal experience with how the Clintons have stolen billions from the poor Haitian people. You've got the uranium purchase where Hillary is the State Department, head of the State Department, approves a sale, and then millions of dollars will funnel back into the Clinton Foundation. I mean, it's so obvious. I'm frustrated, and I'm hoping that the Justice Department will finally get busy, and they can overwhelm the news cycle with all of the appropriate charges that this Russian collusion thing will be appropriated to the level it should be, which is nonsense. Do you think that we're going to see a Justice Department begin to do its job in this country?
Well, I'm hopeful. I must ask you, Gary, I'm not really sure what Jeff Sessions is doing over there. Is he asleep? Perhaps he's asleep. We have now from the FISA court absolute proof that the Obama administration illegally, unconstitutionally surveilled at least 30,000 Americans. Clapper, Brennan, Rice, Jarrett, Obama, where are the indictments? Jeff Sessions, somebody wake him up. Where are the indictments? You don't win this game on defense. You're absolutely right.
Well, I hope that we can encourage the president to order his Justice Department. You know, my concern, and I think the only thing that explains it is the deep state has the ability to record everything. And what they don't record, they can fabricate. Maybe Mr. Sessions is simply afraid that the retaliation is going to be too great for him to step out and do his job.
Well, hope springs eternal for our Attorney General. I hope somebody will wake him up.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Anthony Cumia here for InfoWars.com. You know, I come in here every couple of weeks. I love doing this. Come in every 2 weeks or so. And I always think we finally reached the pinnacle of insanity in this country. I thought this weeks ago. And then I come back and there's something else. And I come back again. Got even crazier. I'm like, all right, we've had to have reached the absolute peak of insanity in this country. Nope. No, we haven't. I have to believe this now is the peak of insanity. There is a mad Nazi frenzy going on in this country. Oh, my God. Speak your peace in defiance of anything that the progressive left has put out there. And, oh, my God, you're now a Nazi. Remember the quaint times when we were racists? Remember just being called a racist and you're like, ah, at first it was like, oh, no, I'm a racist. Ah, let's change the discussion now from whatever we were talking about to me defending myself against being called a racist. because, you know, the argument was going much too well. And then racists got to the point where they called everyone a racist. So we finally all just went, all right, I'm a racist. Anyway, here's what I was saying. Now, we've graduated. We've graduated. Where's our cap and gown? We've gone from racist. Now we're Nazis. We in this country are losing our collective minds. And I'm flabbergasted on a daily basis. The president of the United States is being called, at the very least, a Nazi sympathizer, if not a complete Nazi. In case you didn't know, there's a guy in there called Donald Trump. He's the president. Not a different Donald Trump. This is the same Donald Trump we have seen in the public eye for a good, I gotta say, 45 years. Years, people. 45 years. We have seen Donald Trump as a contractor, builder in New York City. We've seen him battle politicians over real estate and casinos in Atlantic City. I remember this my entire life growing up in New York, seeing Donald Trump as a public figure. Then he goes into showbiz. He gets himself a reality show, and he's on television. He's marrying people. His weddings are news. All this has happened over the course of a good 45 years. That Donald Trump has been in the public eye in this country. In all of those years, I have never heard him called a Nazi. Nazi. We're actually using Nazi here in 2017. Nonetheless, never mind, like, racist and all the other things he's been called. I will give you kind of a womanizer. Over the course of the years, man, that guy just loves him some pretty blonde women. I'll give you that. I won't give you what they say, you know, he's sexually assaulting people. But I will give you the fact that he does like a pretty girl. But Nazi, in all the years we've seen this, at 70 years old, he's decided he's going to become a national socialist. It's so preposterous that it's laughable. It's laughable. So, of course, we know what happened down there in Charlottesville. We had a group, Unite the Right. They go down there. They're protesting the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue, which is the new rave. Oh, it's all in vogue now to just get rid of American history. So Unite the Right goes down there. And, of course, Antifa, the darlings of the left, Antifa, the wonderful Nazi killers that they are. We'll get into them in a little bit. They go down there also to, protest, to peacefully protest things that they don't agree with in this country. Because we all have the right to peacefully protest, assemble, speak our mind. It's part of our constitutional right. Number one, it's the biggie. Number one, freedom of speech and expression. Right to assemble, free press, all that happy stuff that we say we understand and enjoy in this country. And some people are just trying their damnedest to rip it out from under us. So these two groups who despise each other go down there, and a riot ensues, fights, assaults, a maniac gets in his car, runs people over, killing a young woman, injuring 19 others. Donald Trump, our president, Donald Trump, gets on the news immediately and denounces everything that happened. He denounces the racism, the bigotry. He denounces the violence, the destruction of property, the lawlessness. All of this was denounced. I denounce you. He denounced it immediately, without any knowledge yet of the principal players. Obviously, the Nazis aren't fighting each other. There's got to be someone else there that they're fighting. So He denounced everybody down there that was causing a problem and killing people and assaulting and destroying property. Was that good enough? Oh, right. No, it wasn't good enough. Not good enough. Why? Because it wasn't concise enough? It was vague? No, because Donald Trump said it. Because Donald Trump said it. That's why it wasn't good enough. So a couple of days later, after all the hoopla in the lying media, he gets back out there and says and directly denounces the KKK, white supremacy, and Nazis. Again, Nazis. I can't believe we're saying Nazis in 2017. So, well, that was good enough, though, right? Wasn't that that? Oh, right. No. No, it wasn't good enough. Why? Because he didn't include enough people? He included too many people? Oh, that's right, because it's Donald Trump. Can we all see this? Is it that hard to visualize what's going on here? That no matter what this guy does or says, the maniacal, insane, emotional group of children that are the progressive left will absolutely despise anything that comes out of this man's mouth? Is anybody not seeing this at this point? Because if you're not, I would definitely get checked out. I'd get a CAT scan on my head and see if there's a mass in there that's keeping you from distinguishing things that are right in front of your face. Because this is what is happening. And then you go to the lying news in their subsequent broadcast to his denouncing these groups, and they actually say he never denounced them. They actually say that he supports white supremacy and the Klan, the KKK. What is this? The 30s? A couple of rednecks with the stars and bars on their shirt? And then guys waving swastika flags? Let me tell you something. I don't think I've seen one of these guys on a soapbox in a town or a city extolling the amazing National Socialism. Little pamphlets. Hi, have I told you about National Socialism? Well, let me tell you how it would work here in our society and how it would better everyone's life. Here, take a pamphlet. National Socialism was first brought, like, those, that would be a Nazi. An idiot waving a swastika flag at another idiot waving a hammer and sickle flag are not Nazis and communists. They're idiots. And they're just there to fight each other. They're cosplaying. It's like Comic-Con. It's Comic-Con. That's what it is, Comic-Con. They're dressing in costumes and battling each other because they watched Braveheart. And they want to battle each other with sticks. These are and the media is getting so carried away with it and telling people that we have a problem in this country with Nazis. I'll tell you the hardest time I ever had with Nazis in the United States. Playing Castle Wolfenstein. It's one of my favorite video games. Oh, those Nazis are crazy in that game. Crazy! But they're on my computer. It's a video game. Out in real life, I haven't seen many Nazis. And I haven't seen really many problems with real, I'm talking real Nazis. Not crazy people waving different flags and calling themselves Nazis or communists, Antifa, alt-right, whatever labels you want to put on these people that are committing assaults, violence, destruction of property. I don't care what you want to label them, as long as you know what they really are. Morons. Morons that are putting giant distractions in the way of advancing what we're doing or trying to do here in the United States of America. Getting people jobs, making our borders secure, keeping people safe from terrorism, internal or external. But the media, they run on a crazy Nazi frenzy. We'll be back in a matter of moments. Don't you go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now,
just imagine,
there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are.
But what you may not realize
is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. BuzzFeed Mega Specials now live at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time, plus free shipping from John Oliver to BuzzFeed. InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist siege. on all fronts. And it's thanks to your support that we're able to keep the lights on and continue the fight for liberty. Help support InfoWars and our mission to preserve free speech with our limited time BuzzFeed mega special at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, 55% off. That's $17.76. Ooh, I get that. $17.76. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. $17.76. That's how much it costs. Secret 12, 55% off. That would be $17.76. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. $17.76. That's the price. InfoWars Select Storable Food, up to 50% off with coupon code GOBLIN. New Super Blue Mouthwash. Super Blue Mouthwash. 11% off, $17.76. Silver Bullet, 66% off, $9.95. What year is that? Myco ZX, 46% off, $29.95. Caveman Chocolate or Strawberry, 30% off, $41.96. Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, that's 25% off, $147.75. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off, $149.96. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off, $39.95. Knockout, 50% off, $14.95. DNA Force, 20% off, $119.95. While supplies last. Many of these products are going to sell out soon, so now is the time to secure your order at InfoWarsStore.com before it returns to full price. Don't let that happen to you. Wonderful. Thank you, Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com. I want to thank Alex Jones for the opportunity. I love this doing this program. The Antifa, anti-fascists, that's what it is. I guess the anti is anti and the fa is fascist. They should take the anti off and just call themselves fa, because they are fascists. They really are the definition of what fascism it was, is, and always will be. Denying people of their rights. That's what they do. We've heard Donald Trump get crucified for saying that both sides in Charlottesville were responsible for the violence that happened, meaning the Nazis and the Antifa. Well, Antifa has said, hey, we only went there because Nazis were there. If they weren't there, there wouldn't have been a fight. Well, the Nazis, the right, the Unite the Right people, got a permit and wanted to march. Antifa came in as agitators. This is how I see it. I don't care what the sides stand for. La, 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 don't care. I'm talking about the basic right to assemble that is God-given to every American here in this country. You have the right to assemble, the right to free speech, the right to protest. When you have Antifa then swooping in and inciting violence in order to shut this down, there's your problem. And now, for people that don't think that happens, they have done this consistently for quite a while. Ann Coulter, supposed to speak out at UC Berkeley, shut down because Antifa started violence. Milo Yiannopoulos, supposed to speak on college campuses, shut down because of Antifa violence and destruction of property, to deny Milo his right to free speech. Gavin McInnes at NYU, Antifa shows up, incites violence. They shut it down, denying Gavin McInnes the right to speak and denying the people the right to hear him speak. This is their tactic. This is what they do. So when you look at Charleston and you see this horrific sight, bunch of Nazis, and they got tiki torches, and they're marching, and they're chanting their slogans that racist, terrible, anti-Semitic. Oh, my God. You know what? They absolutely have the right to do that. I have read so many tweets on Twitter from people that believe they do not have the right to even speak publicly because they have been deemed Nazis. What they're saying is hate speech, and hate speech has no place in our country. The First Amendment does not defend hate speech. Well, first of all, what's the criteria for hate speech? You're the ones making it up. You could call anything hate speech and then swoop in and deny people the right that they are given by God Almighty. It's insane, the ignorance that people have of this amazing constitution of ours. Be back in a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Thank you. Anthony Cumia and InfoWars.com. Oh, my God. The whole hubbub. About what happened down there in Charlottesville. It started because of the statues, the removal of Confederate war monuments of the Confederates in the Civil War. Their monuments need to be taken down. That's what some people are saying, and that seems to be the crux of this whole thing. People go down to defend the statues. Then other people come down because they don't want the statues there. They want them removed. So they battle. And we've seen scenes like this here. This is old Johnny Reb in memory of all the Confederate soldiers that were killed during the Civil War. And there they go. Just this is so Lord of the Flies. Just this frenzy of hate. It's very ISIS-like. Ripping down monuments, stepping on it, getting rid of history, the history of this country, good, bad, or indifferent. It is the history of this country, and monuments are there to commemorate, not necessarily glorify, but to remind us, a constant reminder of things we went through during our history to get where we are right now. And I honestly believe these commemorations are very important to this country. And we need to remember where we came from, the good of it and the bad of it, in order to keep moving forward in a good direction and make this country as good as we can make it. But some people see them as hate statues. Oh, my God, they must be eliminated. I don't want to see it. Don't let me see it. It's astounding how sensitive the left can be when it comes to people just speaking. Pictures, things they see in movies and TV, they get triggered so easily. And these monuments, you look at it, all of a sudden I'm walking in Washington, D.C., I turn my head, oh, my God, take it away. They lose their minds and need them removed from their sight. Is that a good thing? Does that make sense? I submit to you, no. I think it's mental. I think it's crazy. There is now, these are a few stories I found today alone, just in a few minutes, because the frenzy is on. The frenzy is on. Robert E. Lee Stonewall Jackson honors pulled from New York City Church and College's Hall of Fame. Bust of Confederate generals to come down at Bronx Community College. Canadian retailer removes Confederate plaque from Montreal flagship store. Canadians? Facebook bans white nationalists over hate speech. Antifa, the entire state of Virginia is named after a slave trader. I kid you not. They apparently want the entire state of Virginia renamed because it's racist. Leader of Boston Group calls for renaming of Faneuil Hall. The iconic Faneuil Hall of Boston, Massachusetts. They want that renamed now because I guess Faneuil was some type of racist or slave trader or what have you back in the 1700s. So now in 2017, we have to change the name. Apple denounces neo-Nazi as Spotify bans white power tracks. De Blasio, that's our lovely mayor here in New York, plans to take down New York City's hate symbols. And then this one. And by the way, this is just this morning. I just rattled through and found a few. I'm sure I missed hundreds more around the country where these people want all these monuments and whatnot removed. Hamilton star, you know, that amazing Broadway musical, Hamilton, about Alexander Hamilton, you know, played by black people. I swear to you, I wouldn't kid. It's astounding. But we hear no cries of cultural appropriation when that happens. But if a girl wears hoop earrings, apparently she might as well be a slave owner. Actor Leslie Odom Jr., says public statues should not be erected to inspire. They should be erected to inspire us, to teach us and give us hope. But if they no longer do so, communities can decide that they don't want them anymore. Communities can decide? Communities? Or a few hundred rabble rousers that want their way or no way? Even when it comes to statues of America's founding fathers. Leslie Odom Jr. open to removal of Washington and Jefferson statues. Yes, people. Yes. The things we were just moments ago joking about are coming to fruition. We joked about perhaps having to dynamite Mount Rushmore because some of the faces on there are people that, oh boy, I don't know, racists, slave traders, and whatnot. So we were joking about this, but they're serious. They're absolutely serious about eliminating any sign of the people that built this country, that came up with the rules and laws that we call the Constitution, the protection of our rights. All those people were so evil that we need to remove every indication that they ever existed. Does that sound good to you? Doesn't sound very good to me. I know damn well they will not stop. This isn't something that people stop doing. You never hear of an organization, regardless of their platform, that goes, did you see this, Bob? They just gave in to our intimidation. Oh, good. All right, pack everything up. We're done here. Sell the place. Sell our stationery with our letterhead on top because our mission's done here. It never happens. They absolutely go, what can we screw up next? We got them on the run. Let's come up with something else. If you appease these people, they go to the next thing and the next thing until everything you find you cherish is gone. And then you go, what happened? What happened to everything? They will not stop. These statues, it's a symptom. It's a symptom of the hatred of our society and what made this country great. A sense of pride in our nation, morality, ethics, family, all the things that made this country amazing over the course of the 200 and some odd years that we've been here, are bad now and need to be removed. It's gotten insane. So I came up with a few things last night, I think, that was that I think are appropriate. There's a statue. There are a few monuments in this country as we speak. Monuments in this country to a man that was directly responsible for killing 268 American soldiers. And there are statues and monuments to this man in this country, and no one is trying to have that taken down. And I'm not talking Confederate soldiers. I'm talking statues and monuments to a man that was directly responsible for killing 268 American soldiers. And you can find monuments to this man. His name, Sitting Bull. Tatanka. Sitting Bull. You might remember him. He was responsible for the Little Bighorn battle with George Armstrong Custer. Custer's last stand wiped out 268 men, including the old general himself. We were at war with the Indian Nation. Just like people say, we were at war with the Confederates. Why do we have his statue? Why do we have Confederate statues? We're at war with the Indians. During a battle, American soldiers were killed by this man we were at war with. Why then is there a statue of Sitting Bull? A guy that fought America. There it is. There is Tatanka. Sitting Bull. And there are amazing carvings of his face on mountainsides and whatnot. And no one clamoring to have that taken down. No one clamoring. Why? Oh, why am I asking why? Of course I know why. Stop. Because he's not white. That must be it. It's the only thing I can think of. Falls into the same criteria as any Confederate soldier would at the time, at war with the U.S. But for some reason, we'll keep that up there. I've also heard, hey, these statues, we should take them and put them in a museum. Put them in a museum where people could see them without them being glorified outside. Let me tell you something. I think where a statue is, when it was placed, what it says, how it's posed, when it was put there, why it was put where it is, all of that is in context. And if you want to actually learn about something and get some knowledge as to our history and why this guy is even a statue and what, that's how you should do it. You should be able to interpret it yourself in why it was placed there. It's not all of a sudden you don't walk up to a Confederate war statue and go, oh, cool, I'm now a Confederate. It's to educate. These things are artwork. They're works of art. Somebody's expression, someone's interpretation of a moment in history. And you always hear the progressives trying to defend their artwork. Remember Piss Christ, a crucifix upside down in a jar of urine? And the defense from the left that came out defending that. These are works of art. I defy anybody to tell me different. And put them in a museum. Why? So they could then be put in the context. Tlaib had a great line. He goes, yeah, you'd walk in and it would just say Museum of Hate. Museum of Hate. And you'd walk in with already this bias of what this is, with someone else's interpretation of what these statues are about, someone else's narrative of why they're in this museum, instead of you being given the opportunity to interpret for yourself what these works of art are around our country. But again, the worst thing the left can ever believe, think, or see are people making up their own minds. Are people listening to other people speak, giving a debate, and then coming out with some kind of conclusion based on mutual respect and dialogue. Oh, the left hates that. They want to tell you what you should or shouldn't see, hear, or say. We're living in a country right now that is under such a cloud of fear. I have never seen people more petrified at speaking out on issues that we see in the news every day. Could you imagine? Like, I can't imagine, because I have this awesome job. But I can't imagine going to an office, sitting with my colleagues, and not being able to discuss my point of view on things like Charlottesville, things like the statues being taken down, Trump's policies, immigration. Imagine all day you got to keep that bottled up because you're afraid someone's going to hear you and run to HR, and now you're fired because of your ideology? Anthony, that can't possibly happen. We live in America. Oh, yeah? Tell that guy at Google. Tell that gentleman that decided he was going to put his thoughts to paper, virtual paper, mind you. It is 2017. We don't have flying cars, but we do have virtual paper. Put his thoughts to paper and say, hey, in my experience in this job, I have found this to be true of men and women in my occupation. Here's my opinion written down. I hope you enjoy it. Next thing we see, he's got the box with his plant and his nameplate. And he's like, what? I was just explaining. I have a job in this industry. I think I'm qualified to have an opinion about. Yep. You are sexist. You are obsolete. We have ventured so far into the Twilight Zone. I don't know if there's any way back. Like I said, I enjoy the hell out of coming here on a biweekly basis to rant and rave. But every time I come back, it's gotten crazier. It's just gotten crazier. So where does it end? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? I thought with the election of Donald Trump, we would start seeing that pendulum swing back. But the progressives, I love that word, progressives. It's as if we're progressing. If it's such great wordplay. They progress things. They're progressive, open to a different ideology. Really? Are you? But they've gotten worse. They've gotten worse. They won't let this president do anything he wants to do. Whatever he says is poison coming out of his mouth. we can see, and we have seen, unemployment go down to record levels in probably almost, 20 years, 15, 20 years. We've also seen the stock market in record territory. We've seen people confident in small businesses, hiring people. There is an element of pride coming back. We saw what he did in North Korea. Why isn't the news talking about that? When they were all over Donald Trump about his tough talk to Kim Jong-un, we heard, this is terrible. It's going to get us into a war. Why would a president talk like this? And Kim Jong-un actually comes out and tells everyone, hey, yeah, I'm not going to do that whole Guam thing. Yeah, I'm going to kind of lay off on that. What do you think did that? The policies of decades of appeasing this maniac with money? No. Tough talk. Pride in nation. Strength in your nation. And you won't hear a peep from the media giving anything to Donald Trump about, him standing down on that whole issue. It's so obvious. I'm dumbfounded when people don't see it. They're staring right at it. They have sight, yet they do not see. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and wildcrafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Get the all-new Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash for one-time low price of $17.76. Introducing Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash by InfoWars Life. This amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ingredients used since aboriginal and biblical times to supercharge good oral health and minty fresh breath. Instead of containing fluoride, Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. This is a groundbreaking fluoride-free formula. This will sell out. We don't know when we'll have more in stock, but I want you to be sure you get some and use it. A clean mouth, very important to staying healthy and happy. Yeah. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash contains natural ingredients such as xylitol, nanosilver, iodine, and peppermint oil. Pair it with our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and antimicrobial power toothbrush for the ultimate in mouth protection. We're introducing it today at a special low price of $17.76. Buy yours today. Thank you. Nice clean mouth. Dirty stuff coming out of it. Dirty words coming out of it, but at least it's minty fresh. Oh, my goodness. Something's happening today quickly. Radio personality suspended without pay amid controversy. A radio personality from a WHLM, he went to the rally down there in Charlottesville and posted a video of neo-Nazis marching with tiki torches. And apparently on his Twitter page, he supported the alt-right. So he got fired. Well, he's suspended. By the way, I've been in broadcasting so many years. Let me fill you in on a little secret. Suspension means fired, fired, so fired. We're going to suspend him until the internal investigation, when we will deem if they're already going, oh, pack your bags. So fired. So this guy went somewhere and took a video and fired, fired, so fired. How about this? Georgia judge suspended for comparing removal of Confederate monuments to ISIS actions. I think a lot of people, when they saw the statue of Johnny Reb being taken down by vandals, there it is. I think a lot of people made that kind of comparison to ISIS. We have seen ISIS knocking down Christian monuments in the Middle East and stomping on them, knocking down tombstones, anything that isn't Islamic. They come through like locusts. And it was very similar to watch. But just saying it, and a judge gets suspended. This is America. This is the leftist version of the United States of America, where you are not allowed to speak your mind. You are not allowed to have an opinion that varies from the left. Because the second you do, they will find a way to get you fired, sully your reputation. That's what they do. Airbnb is saying that they are going to fight anybody that they consider a Nazi from getting using any of their properties. Do they do this for Black Lives Matter? Do they do this for Antifa? And Apple, of course, denounces neo-Nazis as Spotify bans white power tracks. I don't even know what that means. Thanks for joining me, Anthony Cumia, here at InfoWars.com. We'll see you in a couple of Thursdays. Have a pleasant rest of your day.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is